I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical supply has arrived in Sudan to help resupply hospitals devastated by the factional fighting in the country. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks tells us more.
Red Cross says the supplies, which include anesthetics, dressings, and surgical material, are enough to treat more than 1,000 people wounded in the conflict. A National Doctors Association says more than two-thirds of hospitals in areas with active fighting are out of service, citing a shortage of medical supplies, health workers, water, and electricity. The civilian death toll from the countrywide violence has topped 400. The conflict erupted on April 15 between the nation's army and its paramilitary force and threatens to thrust Sudan into a raging civil war. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Law enforcement officers say they have no idea about the whereabouts of a Texas man who pulled, police say, shot and killed neighbors. Meanwhile, VOA's Veronica Valderis Iglesias tells us more about the plight of those who have not been evacuated from Sudan.
Many of the internally displaced must rely on the generosity of strangers for accommodation and food. Wadi Halfa's resident, Naamat Jabal Sayed Hassan, bakes bread for them near the border with Egypt.
The door of our house is open. We will welcome any guests who come to us. We only hope that God will stop the wars and that both parties will agree to solve the situation.
The United Nations estimates that 75,000 people have been displaced by the fighting in Khartoum.
And that is VOA's Veronica Valderis Iglesias reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. of the Philippines for White House talks Monday as concerns grow about the Chinese Navy's harassment of Philippine islands and the vessels in the South China Sea. Marcos's visit to Washington comes after the U.S. and Philippines last week completed their largest war drills ever, and as the two countries' air forces on Monday hold their first joint fighter jet training in the Philippines since 1990. Still waiting for more assistance from allies, Ukraine's president is signaling the start of a spring counteroffensive. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Ukraine's president says there's no time left and that the counteroffensive will happen with or without advanced fighter jets.
Frankly speaking, it would help us a lot. But we also understand that we can't drag the counteroffensive out, which is why we'll start before we receive F-16s or other models. We'll start and go forward, while simultaneously, I think, receiving Western fighter craft is very important.
Zelensky spoke just one day after emergency workers and residents fought to unearth survivors of cruise missile strikes on a 9-story residential building. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
With heat waves now arriving earlier linked to climate change, emergency officials are warning of the danger to older people, especially those who may not have air conditioning or if it goes out during power failures. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
Last summer in the greater Phoenix area, there were 77 deaths overall, and most were linked to days of 99 degree heat. Researchers say people over age 60 are increasingly at risk of dying from heat-related causes. That's especially true for people of color. Most communities do offer cooling centers and pass out bottled water when the temperatures soar. But Dr. Aaron Bernstein at Harvard Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment says it's important people check on the elderly during heat waves, providing personalized attention. He says most older people and those in ill health are not likely to summon a taxi or an Uber to bring them to a cooling center. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prosecutors revealed in a recent indictment that while Sinaloa cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman serves a life sentence, his sons have steered the family business into fentanyl, establishing a network of labs churning out massive quantities of the cheap deadly drug. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.